Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Lok Sabha approves demands for grants under control of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the government will keep working for people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. BSF on high alert along Indo-Bangla border amid turmoil in Bangladesh. And Coordination Committee of District Tobacco Control Cell, Kohima, focuses on reinforcing ban on sale of tobacco products within 300 feet radius of educational institutions. Now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha today approved the demands for grants under the control of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25 after discussion. Replying to the discussion on demands for grants in the House, Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, said that the Modi government has given utmost priority to the health sector. The Union Minister informed that the budgetary allocations have gone up from 33,278 crore rupees in 2013-14 to 90,958 crore rupees in 2024-25, registering an increase of 164%. He said of the total budget, 55% of the amount are spent through National Health Mission. Nadda also informed that the government is gradually increasing the health budget and at present it has touched 1.9% of the GDP. The minister added that the initiatives taken in the Union Budget 2024-25 will have a far-reaching impact. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Modi said, "Today on 5th August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370-35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history." The Prime Minister said it was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Amid turmoil in Bangladesh, a high alert has been sounded in India's bordering areas with a neighbouring nation where the situation has become extremely volatile following protests over a quota-related issue. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and reportedly left for an undisclosed location. A top-ranking Border Security Force officer said in Agartala that all senior border guarding officials and commandants had rushed to the border and have been maintaining tight vigilance along the frontiers. He also said that in the backdrop of the chaos and unrest in Bangladesh, no untoward incident or infiltration bit so far has happened along the India-Bangladesh border areas. Earlier in a televised address to the nation, Army Chief General Waqar Uz Zaman said an interim government will be formed to run the country. General Waqar Uz Zaman also urged the citizens to keep their trust in the Bangladesh Army, asserting that the defense forces will ensure peace in the coming days. The District Level Coordination Committee of the Tobacco Control Cell, DTCC, Kohima, today held its quarterly meeting at the DC's Conference Hall in Kohima. Under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Kumar Ramnikant, the committee focused on reinforcing ban on sale of tobacco products within a 300 feet radius of educational institutions. The committee decided that the first-time offenders will face fines, while repeated offences will result in both fines and the sealing of the shops. Persistent offenders will face fine and license cancellation. The committee also agreed to increase shop inspections to ensure compliance. Deputy Commissioner Ramnikant commended the TDCC Kohima for effectively conducting focus group discussions and information, education and communication activities in various institutions across Kohima despite limited funding. He further proposed the initiation of Dobaiko Free Wards, colonies and villages, in addition to the existing Dobaiko Free School and Home initiatives. During the program, District Nodal Officer of DTCC Kohima, Dr. I. Simon Simi, declared Government High School New Market, Government High School Forest Colony, and Government Middle School Nagabazar as Dobaiko Free Schools. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed joy that India's electronic exports are now among the top three exports of the country, citing a social media post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Modi said India's prowess in electronics is powered by the country's innovative Yuva Shakti. He said India remains committed to continuing this momentum in the times to come. The second phase of skill proficiency management for building and other construction workers, advanced training of trainers, TOT, was held at Town Hall, Tuen Sang, today. Speaking at the training, Deputy Commissioner Tuen Sang Lee Tong La Tongpi Ritsa thanked the organizer, Xenoric Initiative Society, for providing such trainings for the youth of Tuen Sang. She said, in the fast-changing world, skilled jobs are needed in every field, and through skill development, employment opportunities can be found in both government and private sector. Stating that Nagaland has a higher average of non-locals employed in construction work, he lamented that indigenous Nagas are unable to compete due to lack of skill development. To this, she said, through this skill training, many local unemployed youths can easily seek job opportunities as an electrician, plumber, and construction workers. Introduction to the training was highlighted by Tenembong Longcha of Team Xenoric. In view of the damage to National Highway 202 due to the washing away of culvert between Longkim and Mangaki, the road has been closed for restoration till further orders. Deputy Commissioner Tuen Sang Lee Tong La Dongbi Ritsa advised travellers from Tuen Sang to Kohima to take the Tuen Sang Yangli Zunopudo Kohima route. Further, travellers to Mugukchung have also been advised to take the Tuen Sang Yangli Suruhudo Longsa route or Tuen Sang Longleng Cheng Dongya Mugukchung route, vice versa. In addition, the movement of heavy vehicles would remain restricted along the Tuen Sang Longleng Road. Minister of Communications Jyoti Raditya Sindhya and Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today released a set of four commemorative postage stamps to celebrate the 33rd Olympic Games currently going on in Paris. This event was held in New Delhi today. 10-meter air pistol mixed team medalist Sarabjot Singh, steeplechase athlete Suta Singh, and former cricketer Akash Chopra also attended the event. These stamps represent sports such as javelin throw, field hockey, sailing, and table tennis. While addressing the event, Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said the government is nurturing talent from across the country with initiatives such as Khelo India, playing a vital role in providing essential support to the athletes. Mandaviya said these stamps reflect India's commitment towards sports. And for the first time in the state, the Nagaland Athletics Association will be collaborating with the 8 districts to observe the National Javelin Day on 7th of August. The day is observed in commemoration of the historic Olympic gold medal won by Neeraj Chopra at the Tokyo Olympics. Competitions will be organized at Jumukedima, Dimapur, Kohima, Mugukchung, Noklak, Beren, Shamado, and Woka. Taking the social media platform, Associate Vice President of Indian Athletics and Secretary General of Nagaland Olympic Association, Apu Mehta, said Nagaland Athletics has provided assistance of equipment like javelins, kids javelin, and awards for top 3 winners to all the 8 districts organizing the competition. Mehta said the association looks forward to the support and solidarity of all sections and further encouraged all to build a foundation for grooming the next generation of champions. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Lok Sabha approves demands for grants under control of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the government will keep working for people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. BSF on high alert along Indo-Bangla border amid turmoil in Bangladesh. And Coordination Committee of District Dubai Control Cell, Kohima, focuses on reinforcing ban on sale of Dubai products within 300 feet radius of educational institutions. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.